Lawrence Cherney, welcome.
It's good to be here.
Great to be with you. And before I do anything else, I want to just mention, I was looking through your bio. Stravinsky conducted your first ever classical engagement. Is that a true fact?
It is true. I grew up in Peterborough,
yeah.
Studied the Obone High School, began, fortunately, to be able to commute to Toronto to study with someone who was the principal in the CBC Symphony, and eventually asked me to come in and play extra in the CBC Symphony. What I knew was that we were doing this thing called Symphony of Psalms. I learned the part. I showed up at the rehearsal, had joined the union, and I looked up. This was in Massey Hall where the rehearsal was, and it was Igor Stravinsky. On the podium.
That is absolutely incredible. How was he as a conductor? Did it feel...
He was very charismatic. He was already pretty frail and pretty quite ancient by the late 60s.
Sure.
But nevertheless, he had eyes very much like Picasso in the sense of they really a lot of fire and a lot of energy. And it was it really made a very deep impression. Of course, I didn't know him personally.
Right.
But that unbelievable chemistry between a great creator and an orchestra and an audience is something that you can't buy it.
That's a very special memory. And I could sit here and talk to you about your memories in this business all afternoon, but we're here for a reason. I want to talk to you about SoundStreams. 37 years ago, what did you have in mind when you were putting this together?
Well, it connects very directly to Stravinsky because 1982, which is when SoundStreams was born, was the 100th year anniversary of Stravinsky's birth, and nobody was doing anything in the country in the way of a festival. So SoundStreams was formed by, I just got together a few friends and colleagues, and together we put a three-concert Stravinsky festival on stage in a church here in Toronto. And from there, this the chemistry, the amazing chemistry between in this eventually living composers, audiences and performers, it's something you get in your blood. And for 37 years, we've been commissioning composers, playwrights, choreographers to create new Canadian work, and it's been a most exciting journey.
And that's been your passion, is new, contemporary, looking forward.
Always looking forward, but also trying to link it to what has been, because there's good music and there's bad music and there's a lot that's in between. But ultimately, what we say or think of as new music, it has some connection to the past. Either it's a rejection of the past or it's embracing the past. But that's very important to us, too, to create a context for what we do.
And also to change and be able to change. And you have changed over the years. So it started with a Stravinsky three nights. And that's here we are at this. And I'll give you the quote. In Aboriginal mythology, there is no heaven and there is no hell. Thompson Highway, the librettist, that's his quote. Tell me about this project, Two Odysseys, because it looks like a major, major undertaking from a layman looking at it on paper. It looks very special as well.
It's quite incredible. It's been really 11 years in the making.
Wow.
And Two Odysseys is composed of an operatic double bill. One is called Pimutuin. The other is called Galabartnet. The former is in the Cree language, set in the Cree language. The other, Galabartnet, in the Sami language. And for those who may not know, the Sami are indigenous peoples of the north of Norway, Finland, Sweden, and also even into Russia. Anyway, these are the first two operas ever set in the languages of Sami and Cree. And of course, they both deal with universal subjects. They are about love, betrayal, and also the relationship between the living and the dead. And again, based on indigenous storytelling.
You've got quite the team here. You've worked with Signal. You've worked with the Sami Theater. You've worked with a different group. I mentioned through your list, your librettists, your musicians. It's just looks like a big group, very committed to excellence. Yeah.
Artists and organizations in Canada, Norway, and Sweden over these 11 years have come together to make this production, and it's quite a fantastic undertaking.
And it feels like the right moment for this. I mean, these are you know, people's, I was just dealing with the Imaginative Film Festival, and they're having a moment right now. Those films will now be accepted for Oscar nominations and so on and so forth. This is a moment to reflect on Aboriginal history, Indigenous history in this country, and beyond, obviously, for that matter.
Absolutely. Our two partners in this project, Signal Theatre and the Sami National Theatre Bevash, are both Indigenous-led organizations. We are a non-Indigenous organization, and we've forged a very strong partnership in this particular project. And it's really our hope that projects like this will stimulate cultural conversations among all peoples about how we can understand each other better, and also about reconciliation. We can't change the past, but we can change how we think about it. And we have opportunities of all kinds in the future to bring peoples together.
It's what it is all about. We get together. Obviously, the artists commit to what they're going to perform, but it really is about that empathetic conversation that can happen afterwards, and it's so wonderful when that does happen. How's Daniel Spectrum? We were just looking at a photo of the production rehearsals. It looks beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, it's quite fantastic. The way it's lit, the way the performers are they're quite iconic in terms of what they do. But it's an intimate space. The audience feels really, really connected to the performers. It's really truly an electrifying experience.
Two Odysseys this week. It all gets started on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. It runs through the 17th, and I think I've got that right. And 8 p.m. start times, November 17th at 2 p.m. It is being performed at the Ada Slate Hall at Daniel Spectrum. That's 585 Dundas Street East. Tickets start at just $25. And if you would like to have a look at tickets, soundstreams.ca is the place to visit. You can also call. I'll give you the number, 416-408-0208. And Lawrence Turney, Artistic Director with Soundstreams, just a pleasure to be with you this afternoon. And congratulations on 11 years of this. And what is it, 37 years of Soundstreams?
37 years for Soundstreams.
So wonderful to have you here.
Thank you so much for asking me in.
Here with the New Classical FM.